Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
This is 98.2 on your dial. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you could dial
49-1098-7654.
Welcome to Fitness for the Soul, your weekly inner workout, guided meditations, and more. I am your hostess with the mostest, Kellen and Prime, soul fitness coach, psychic medium, and energy healer. On today's show, I am going to be talking about this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity that I have had the pleasure of taking part in over the last couple of days, called the Salon LGBTQ Conference. It's been at the Renaissance Midtown Atlanta Hotel, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about the full moon. We are in the full moon energy, and I love it. We're also going to do an oracle card reading. And, of course, we are going to meditate at the end of the show, and there will be lots of tidbits of deliciousness in between. But before we get started with that, I like to always handle my business first. And I just want to give a big, huge thank you and shout out to Anise and Back to Us Radio. Anise has made it possible for me to have a quiet space to do my radio show this morning while still attending the conference. So thank you, Anise. I am broadcasting from her room at the Renaissance Hotel in Midtown Atlanta, and posted a picture on my Facebook and Twitter earlier of the view from up here. It's absolutely gorgeous, and there's a Georgia Tech game that's going to be going on later, and I can see the stadium. So it's a really, it's actually a really nice place to do the show. So I'm excited to tell you a little bit about that in a few minutes, but I always like to give you my contact information if you would like to contact me. I'm very excited. I actually have launched my website. It's not perfect, and there's some things that I need to change on it, but it's launched nevertheless. So www.kellylynnprime.com is live right now. And my email in connection with my website is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at KellyLynnPrime.com. You can always find me on Facebook under the same name, Kelly Lynn Prime. And I have also launched a Facebook fan page called Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime. I am on Twitter as at Kelly Lynn Prime. I'm also on Instagram as at Kelly Lynn Prime. And you can also find me on my new favorite social media outlet, Pinterest, as KellyLynn74 or Kelly Lynn Prime. So let's get connected. Let's talk a little bit about what's been happening and a little bit about me, what's been happening in my world. This week has been, it's been really great. On Thursday, let's see, there's me and a niece, from, and Michelle from Back to Us. We are here at the Salon LGBTQ conference. Big thanks to Michelle for making it possible for me to attend. And Chantel is also here as well. Chantel is, she's my producer for the radio show. She's downstairs at the conference, so I'm flying solo today. But Chantel is my producer, and Chantel is also the, she's an intern for a Girl's Guide. So we're all here and enjoying this this conference. And this conference is actually, it is in relation to blogging and social media. So, you know, we had things like rewriting family, LGBTQ parent blogging, strategic communication, insights into the powerful LGBTQ consumer demographic, writing while gay, the LGBTQ editorial voice, innovative best practices for brand blogger campaigns, raising the next generation of LGBTQ kids. We had what was called a lightning round last night, which was just absolutely fabulous. There were, I think, three or four or five people who just got up and, you know, off the cuff, just gave a short talk. That was wonderful. We have had a wonderful breakfast every day. And we're going to have a nice lunch today as well. Some of what they were talking about today is why we blog, LGBTQ publishing in a world of evolving platforms, connection, identity sharing and privacy, digital sharing for communities and families, out loud, blogging your passion, yourself, your identity, the Gay Dad Project, documentary and community for families with a parent who came out as LGBTQ. And then our closing keynote is looking ahead in LGBTQ social media. So it's all then about blogging and social media and getting things out there, getting ourselves out there. And it's just been really great. You know, we have connected with one another on social media. We're connecting with one another in person. We have some wonderful sponsors. I mean, this is a big deal. This is sponsored by Wells Fargo, Target 10, Riptide Publishing, Children's Tylenol, Motrin, MailChimp, and Logo TV. So if you did not have an opportunity to attend this conference, you kind of missed out, and hopefully this is going to be an annual event that you will be able to come and attend in the future. So that's what I've been up to over the last few days, and I'm actually super excited about my website going live. So, yeah, check out my website. Like I said, there's going to be a few changes made to that, but you know, I have the bones of it put up, and you know, you can check it out. So, back to fitness for the soul. Soul fitness is an important part of fitness for the soul. And it's that is not the only aspect of my business. I also provide psychic mediumship, intuitive oracle card readings, intuitive personalized coaching, which could involve, I have a weight management program. I have a stop smoking program. I do, of course, guided meditations. And I actually do a little, I've been trained in reflexology. So, I've recently completed levels 1 through 5 of the Anastasi Psychic Development System as a student, as a student with Carl Woodall and Karen Arbuckle. So I encourage you to check out my website and see if any of that is appealing to you, and if you feel like you need any of those things that I am offering, I will be more than happy to speak to you. I'm planning on keeping today's show very kind of short and to the point because I am here at this wonderful conference and I want to be able to continue to participate in all the wonderful stuff that's going on. So I'm going to move on to talking about the full moon and the full moon energy. if you don't know anything about the full moon or its cycles, the full moon is a time when we have an opportunity to let go of. We usually we plant seeds around the new moon. By the time the full moon comes around, you may be experiencing perhaps the fullness of what you planted the month before, or what you may be experiencing is you may be experiencing perhaps some obstacles that come up and things that you need to let go of for what you're trying to currently manifest. I looked up full moon rituals. I Googled that, and I found a nice little breakdown on astrology.about.com. excuse me, I want to read you a little about what I found here. I need to take a sip of water if you could just excuse me for 1 second. So the monthly lunar cycle gives you many chances to do rituals to mark a personal turning point or a letting go. At the new moon, you can go into the dark and be symbolically reborn. New moon rituals help you summon your whole self and in that magic moment commit to intentions. At the full moon, the energy builds and builds, and there's an explosive outgoing aspect to it. All of nature grows and is more vital at the full moon. This surge allows you to take action on behalf of those new moon intentions you set 2 weeks prior. A full moon ritual might involve taking one solid step with symbolic action, and it can be a powerful time to release, cast out, unburden yourself, purge, etc. You celebrate your emergence by stepping out of an old skin, identity, behavior, attitude, relationship, etc. The ritual helps you by marking this inner transformation in a formal way. So, what I want to do today is during our, What I want to do during our meditation today is I want to guide you through a ritual in a mental way. So as we're meditating, I'm going to have you do some actions while we're in a meditative state to really let go of some of the things that that you may be holding on to that have been burdening you. So that's what we're going to do in our meditation today. So, before we get started with our meditation, which, like I said, today's show is going to be kind of in to the point, meditate, and get out, because I have to get back to this conference. It's so wonderful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to gonna shuffle my cards, and we're going to do the oracle card reading. And by the feeling of my my throat here, it feels like I have something that I need to perhaps clear out of my my throat chakra. I'm just going to will spirit to come and clear whatever needs to be cleared from my throat chakra. I also feel something in my front heart chakra. So I'm just asking spirit to come and assist my angels, the four archangels, asking them to come and surround me with light, surround me with healing. Okay, so I'm going to draw. I'm feeling like one card today. Okay, and this feels appropriate for the full moon. This card actually came up a week or so ago, I believe. It's called Catch Me, and it says, trust, surrender, leap of faith into the unknown. excuse me. when we are working with full moon energy, when we're letting go of things and emerging into newness, sometimes it's scary. It's scary to let go of things that we are familiar with in lieu of the unknown. So, this card is certainly appropriate as far as that goes. these lovely cards that I use always have a number on them as well, and I like to refer to my angel numbers and interpret the number that way. The number that's on this particular card is 13. The ascended masters, such as Jesus, Kuan Yin, and so on, are with you, helping you maintain a positive outlook. The number 13 signifies that female ascended masters and goddesses are assisting you in staying positive. So even when we are, going through things and letting go of things, it's important to know that even when things seem bad, even when things seem out of order, even when things seem like they're just not going your way, there's a blessing in all of that, and there's a lesson in everything that we go through. And if we maintain that that positive attitude, it really makes things go a little easier in our lives. So I will take a photo of this particular card, and I will post it when the show is over. But what we're going to do is we are actually going to, we're going to get started with our, we're going to get started with our meditation. We're not going to waste any time today. So what I need for you to do as participants is I need for you to get into a comfortable position. And I need to go through my rules of meditative engagement. I have four rules. The first rule is that you can't mess this up. The fact that you are here doing it is awesome, and I congratulate for that, and you should congratulate yourself too. Rule number two, excuse me, there's no self-criticism allowed. We don't make children feel bad for falling off their bike when they learn how to ride, so we are going to be kind to ourselves. Number three, there is no comparing yourself to others. Wherever you are at in your process is absolutely, positively perfect. We are all individuals and are students of life on this planet. And number four is enjoy your progress in your process. Moving forward or backward, one inch at a time is still moving. And yes, I said backwards. Sometimes things get worse before they get better, but movement is always better than being stagnant. So sometimes when we feel like we're moving backwards, sometimes it's kind of like a rubber band. You have to pull a rubber band back in order for it to snap forward. So sometimes life is like that. So we're going to do about 2 minutes of breath work. And the breath work helps to actually begin to clear your energy body before we meditate. So that's why we do that. It also helps you relax. When you are breathing in through your nose and you are breathing out through your mouth. And a lot of people have difficulty with this. Naturally, when we breathe, we should be kind of like a balloon. Your belly is like a balloon. And when you breathe in, your belly should be filling with air and protruding out. And when you exhale, it should be deflating and coming back in towards your spine. That's naturally how children breathe, but somewhere along the way, we get away from breathing like that. It's also how people who sing or are vocalists often breathe, so that's the goal. I don't want you to get so wrapped up mentally in correctly breathing that you're not breathing. So do your best. It may be something that you can practice on your own. But I'm going to put on a track, and we're going to inhale for four counts. You're going to hold briefly, and then you're going to exhale for four counts, and then you're going to hold briefly. Okay, so it'll go like this. You'll inhale through your nose. Inhale, two, three, four, hold. Exhale, two, three, four, hold. And we'll do that to the music. So going to get started with that right now. Let me pull that track up. Breathing. Yes, so we're going to breathe for about 2 minutes. We're going to breathe for exactly 2 minutes and 19 seconds. So I'm going to start that track now, and we'll guide you through that. All right, so kind of feel the beat. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Release, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. You're a minute in. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. About 20 seconds left. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Very good. Now, take another deep breath. Slowly exhale through your mouth. Okay, so again, make sure that you are in a comfortable position. I do advise you to perhaps either sit in a comfortable chair, sit on a sofa. I advise you to not lay down in your bed. But that's totally up to you. So let's get started. Connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right behind your teeth is fine. Let me get this started. Okay, so we'll have a little background music. All right. So we're going to do a few more deep breaths. Same deal. You're going to inhale through your nose, and you're going to exhale through your mouth. And we're going to slowly do that. Inhale. Imagine yourself you to imagine yourself standing on a beach. You're standing on a beach and it's surrounded by tall rocks. You're standing in a little cove and the water gently laps up onto the shore and it's warm and you feel the sand beneath your feet. And the sun is shining and you feel the sun gently on your head. And there's also a warm breeze blowing, very peaceful. As you're standing there, imagine the energy of the rock just enveloping you. And just comforting you. And that energy from the rocks actually comes from the core of Mother Earth. Imagine the earth in front of you as a small ball. And as you look at the earth in front of you as a small ball, you'll notice that the center of the earth is a bright white luminescent light. And that bright white luminescent light comes up through the rock. And as you're standing there in that cove, the rocks emit that bright white light. And you're surrounded by the bright white light, and it penetrates into you, all of your parts, from head to toe. So that bright white light is in your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your buttocks, into your spine, into all of your nerve endings, into all of your bones, all the way up into your brain. It's in your torso. It's in your arms, all the way down to your fingertips. It's in your neck. It's in your face, your mouth, your cheeks, your ears, your eyes, your eyebrows, your forehead, and every follicle of hair on your head. You are just completely surrounded and enveloped by the white light. And what the white light does as it fills you is it pushes out any energies that no longer serve you. So any heavy energies and negative energies, or just energies that no longer serve you, are just completely moved out of your body now. Take a moment and be still and be silent and feel the white light filling you and pushing out anything that no longer serves you. You can silently say, "I release and let go." Now that the white light has completely enveloped us, we're going to continue our ritual of letting go. And as you turn away, you're standing on the beach, and as you turn away from the water and look behind you at the wall, you notice there's a cave. And I want you to walk toward the opening of the cave. And I want you to walk inside the cave. And as you go further into the cave, you notice there's a fire burning a little ways into the cave. I want you to go, and I want you to sit next to the fire. There's logs that are set up for you to sit on around the fire. And the fire is burning a very strong and steady flame. And as you sit down on one of the logs around the fire, there's a notebook and a pen sitting next to you. What I would like for you to do is I would like for you to pick up the notebook and the pen and open to a blank page. And what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to write down any and all things that you would like to release. Write those down on the paper now, mentally come up with that list and write those things on the paper. I'm going to be silent for a few moments while you do that. Continue compiling your list. Take a few more seconds and finish compiling your list in the notebook. After you have compiled your list, I'd like you to take that page that you wrote those things on, and I would like for you to tear it out of the notebook. And after you tear it out of the notebook, I want you to look at all of the things that are that you have written on your list. And I want you to say thank you for showing up in my life. Thank you for showing up in my life. And thank you for teaching me life lessons. But now, I must release you and completely detach and let you go. Thank you again for teaching me the lessons that you've taught me. But that time is over, and I'm moving on to something new, and I'm moving on to something better. So as you thank those things that you have written on your paper, after you have done that, I want you to take the paper and I want you to put it in the fire and watch it burn. And as you watch it burn, those things are completely removed and completely released. Now, the next thing is sitting on the log that appears is a bundle of sage. And what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to take that bundle of sage, kneel down near the edge of the fire, and I want you to light the bundle of sage. And I want you to take that bundle of sage, and I want you to take that, the smoke that it is producing, and I want you to smudge yourself with that sage. So just take that bundle and swirl it around your head. I want you to take that bundle of sage and I want you to whirl it up and down your left arm. I want you to stop near your throat and I want that smoke to penetrate into your throat. I want you to wave that smudge stick. I want you to wave it on your upper body, your torso, and then I want you to swish it around your right arm, and then I would like for you to take that smoke stick of sage and let that smoke penetrate into your leg. Lift your left foot, swish it under your left foot, lift your right foot, swish it under your right foot. And you also have an abalone shell that you can put that sage in that's burning. So I want you to put it in the abalone shell. And as it continues to smoke, what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to kneel over the abalone shell and let that smoke rise up your backside, starting with your buttocks, and the smoke continues to penetrate up your back, hitting all of your chakras in the back, and the smoke rises all the way up to the back of your head, and that smoke just clears any residual remaining energies that no longer serve you. Take the sage. And now throw it into the fire. Any remaining sage will burn in the fire. Put the shell back on the log where you were sitting. Now that we have purified and let go of things that no longer serve us, I would like for you to just sit and be silent for a few moments, just observing your own thoughts, your own breath. It's okay if any thoughts come up. Be gentle with yourself, be gentle with the thoughts. And just allow them, acknowledge them, and then let them pass. Now that we have released and cleansed, thank the fire for being there to assist us in this process. And begin to walk back out through the cave opening back onto the beach. And I want you to find a comfortable spot in the sand and just sit in the sand. And let that earth energy penetrate us. The white light from the center of the earth comes up through our tailbone into our spine and permeates through our whole body, that bright white light from the earth. The air is surrounding us, and we're getting energy from the air as well. And the water in front of us is also giving us energy. The water that's lapping up onto the shore. And the energy of fire allowed us to remove any of the obstacles that we are dealing with. So we have the four elements present and assisting us. Feel the energy permeate through our entire body from the earth. The air, the water, and the fire. I'm going to be silent for just a moment as that energy refills us and rejuvenates us from head to toe. Thank you to Mother Earth. Thank you to the air, to the water, and to the fire. We thank you for being present to help us cleanse, to help us rejuvenate. We thank the Creator of all that is for being present. We thank the angels and the archangels, the holy masters, the holy gurus, the healing angels, the healing ministers. We thank you for being present with us, and providing us with help, healing, guidance, love, and protection now and always. Thank you. So stand up on your spot on the beach, and as you stand up, feel the energy from above, from the divine, come down through your crown and come out of your feet and out of your tailbone, and feel that energy ground you to the earth, give you a nice, solid, earthly foundation. Come back into your body, take a deep breath, wiggle your fingers and toes, and you may open your eyes with a big, big smile. I'd like to end meditation with an affirmation. May we each affirm the uniqueness of our lives. May we embrace the good and the bad, the high and the low, the laughter and the tears. May we move through the fire with open eyes. There is nothing that is unworthy of us, and there is no lesson that comes without a gentle reminder that we are loved and valued just as we are. I thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed your meditation. Enjoy the full moon, and I am going to get back to the Salon LGBTQ conference, and I'm going to be leaving you today with a wonderful, wonderful song called Me, Myself, and I by my good friend Drea, and this song comes from her latest album that was released on iTunes and Amazon called Trust, and her name is spelled Drea, and the name of the album is called Trust, and this track is called Me, Myself, and I. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much.
Gonna make it if I try. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every day struggles in way, but I refuse to turn the wall away. I've got dreams and I'm not. Move.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.